Okay, we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. The Gemara had brought up Elazar's statement that Edim shechashu b'nefesh loikin, Edim that are caught lying about a nefesh, meaning about some capital case, they say that somebody committed rezicha, committed chilkul Shabbos, and they're caught lying, so they get malchus. And it was clear from the Gemara that it didn't mean that they're caught lying through a hazama. If there's a hazama, then they wouldn't get malchus, they would get a kashuzama. But it wasn't a hazama, it was some other way of being found to be liars. So for that, they're liking. So yesterday, the Gemara said, the Gemara was interested in that as a way of demonstrating that he must hold that huk chashul b'sev huzmu is pater, meaning that, let's say, the next day they'll end up with a real hazama. Today, they were found to be liars. Tomorrow, let's say Edom come in and say Imanu Yisem. So what will be the din then? That's huk chashul b'sev huzmu. According to Rafa, that hakashat was hazama leibichayev misa tomorrow, when the hazama happens. According to Abaya, that hakashat lavshulis hazama, then they'd be pater. If they'd be chayev misa tomorrow, then they can never get malchus today. Because there's a rule that a lav shenitin azharas misa is based in ain't like in a lav. You can't get malchus for being over a lav when that lav can be mechayev you misa. So from the fact that Rabbi Lazar said that they could become chayev, that they are chayev malchus for this, that's a raya that they can never become chayav misa. It's a raya that holds like a baya that hakashal lav tchilas hazama. So edim shukushul b'sayf huzmu or pater. That was what we wanted out of this Gemara yesterday. Let's put that aside for now. Now the Gemara says, let's just focus on the actual case that Rabbi Lazar was giving us. He didn't explain the case. He just said edim shukushul b'nefesh loikin, that edim will get malchus if they are found through something other than hazama to have been liars. So the kasha is, how could they be found to be liars? What is there other than hazama that can make them be liars? That two edim come and say it didn't happen, that doesn't make them liars, that just makes them suffic liars. If they came in and they said that Reuben was haragas and efesh, and two other edim come in and say Reuben was loy haragas and efesh, so we don't know whether Reuben was or wasn't haragas and efesh, we would never give them malchus for being liars. Maybe the other edim that are saying that Reuben didn't kill, maybe they're the liars. Give them the malchus. How would we give anybody malchus if we don't know who's telling the truth? There's a gzeirat hakasav. Then if the second kach says imanu yisem makom pleni, the Torah says that we should believe the second kach. For whatever reason, right, we saw earlier in the Zman that some rishonim give a little bit of a time of dekra over there. It's not mamasha hezber, but it's akapanim, a time of dekra, something. But whatever the reason, whether we do understand the reason, we don't understand the reason, there is a gzeiras hakasav that if the second cat says imanu yisem, then we believe the second cat and not the first cat. But that's not the case that Rabbi Lazar was going on. Because if that had happened, we wouldn't be giving them malchus, we would be giving them misa. If they came into basin and they said that Reuben was haragas nefesh, and two others came and said imanu yisem makom pleni, then they'd be chayav misa. So that's not what Rabbi Lazar was going on. Rabbi Lazar means, obviously, that something other than imanu yisem makom pleni happened to demonstrate that they're liars. So for Ekti Gemara, what could happen that would demonstrate that they're liars? The only thing that we could think of is that two other Edom come in and say that Reuben didn't kill, but if that happens, that we wouldn't consider these Edom to be liars. We would consider it a trey v'trey, and we wouldn't know who the liars are. So that's the kasha of the Gemara here. The last two lines before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, loikin, which means to be repeating the word that Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Lazar has said that they're loikin. For Ekti Gemara, loikin, they get malchus, trey v'trey ninu. It's two against two. This kasha means what I just spoke out. That what kind of a case are you talking about? It's not hazama. So what is it? Hakasha? If it's hakasha, why are you giving them malchus? It's a trey v'trey. My chasus is a machta ahani. Smaycha ahani. Why are you assuming the second pair is telling the truth and you're going to give malchus to the first pair? Maybe the first pair is telling the truth. Maybe you should give malchus to the second pair. Obviously, you can't give malchus to the second pair. You wouldn't know. So you can't give malchus to any pair. You can't give malchus to any of these edim because there's no way of knowing who's telling the truth. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, there's a new case that we never talked about before, but there does exist a real live case where, real live dafka, where we could find Edom to have been liars without hazama, and that is B'bah Harug Baraglo, when the dead man walks in on his feet. They came in and they testified that Reuben killed Shimon, And Shimon walks into Beis Din. It's not a Hazama. That's not Hazama. Hazama is Imanu Yisim. What complaining? You weren't in Kugar until you were in Orlando. We don't have any agent that they were in our ages that they were in Orlando. They could very well have been in Kugar themselves. But we do have incontrovertible evidence that Reuben didn't kill Shimon. Because here's Shimon. He's doing jumping jacks in the Beis Din. He's not dead. So in such a case, that's where Rabbi Elazar said that they'll be loyken. Because since we can't kill them because there's no kasher zamim here, but we do know that they were lying, in such a case they get mobbed. And then we can plug in what the Gemara said yesterday, and that's the right that kasher lav tchilas zamim, because if you hold kasher tchilas zamim, we wouldn't give them malchus today, because if they would become huzam tomorrow, remember, they could still become huzam. They were made on Sunday that Reuben killed Shimon. On Monday, Shimon walked into the basement and said, oh, they're liars. On Tuesday, two other days, they might still come into the basement and say, these liars were actually with us. We're having a liars convention in Orlando last week, and they were with us in Orlando. And then they would be zayim him, and according to Rava, we would kill them. Because even though we already found out on Monday that they were lying, but akasha tchilas hazama, that's a step towards the hazama, and we would kill them on Tuesday. That would be according to Rava. Rava Lazar, who said, and therefore, according to Rava, we would never give them malchus, because so from the fact that Rabbi Lazar said that they get Malkus, it's a riot that he holds a kasha lab tchilas hazama, and if they become Zayim on Tuesday, they wouldn't be chayav misa. But again, that's all we got yesterday, Shaka Vitari. But we now know what the case was that Rabbi Lazar was talking about when we had that discussion yesterday. The case was the Bahar of Baraglav, that if you have some non-Eidus related evidence, again, through Eidim, it'll never happen, because what are you going to do? You're going to bring in 20 Edom that say that Reuben didn't kill Shimon, but two Edom say that Reuben did kill Shimon. Trey Kameya, it's still a Trey of Trey. We call that a Trey of Trey because 2 equals 100 in Hilchas Edos. So any Edom that say it didn't happen wouldn't make us give Malchus to the Edom that said it did happen. So the case is Bahar Agarag. When Basin can see with their own eyes that it's not true, if they come in and he says an Edos, and Basin could see with their own eyes that Edos is not true, in that case, you'll have Malkus, or at least a questionable, whatever, you have Machlaikis, Blas and Rebbeinu, and Rabbi and Rebbe, whether there's Malkus or not. But off the bottom, in that case, everyone could agree that in that case, you have an example of Eidus Sheker that isn't a Hazama.
I was wondering, if the claim was that they took the life of two guys, and two guys came in, could they be considered aiding to testify against him? Against the Zomimi? And that would be a Hazama? Is the problem that it's one guy? Or the problem is the Imanu Hayita?
Yeah, the Imanu Hayita. Now, the question that we want to think about over here is, why exactly isn't this a Hazama? Why isn't there a Kashra Hazama? It says in the Torah that if Edim come in and they say a story, and we then find that they're liars, then Vasizim Lekashu Zamas Lachiv. That happened over here. Edim came and said, Reuben Harigas Shimon, and then Shimon walked into Basin, so we now know that they were liars. So if I wanted to make the suggestion that maybe they should be killed, Vasizim Lekashu Zamas, why am I wrong? I see from this Gemara that I'm wrong. I see from this Gemara that basically, what I see from this Gemara is a big yisoid in the definition of Edim Zeimim. Edim Zeimim doesn't mean false witnesses. One could have argued that Edim Zeimim simply means false witnesses. And the only reason why we always define it very precisely that it's a case where two witnesses said something and then two other witnesses came and said, "You need some more complaint." The reason why we need that whole elaborate case is because otherwise we never know that they're false. If you just have two Edim that say that this happened and two Edim say that happened, that's always a trade with trade. We have a suffix. The only time that we know for sure that somebody says something false is if Edim comes and say, "Imanu Yisim," are complaining. So that's our classic case of Edim Zeimim, because that's the only way to know that they're lying. But the essential definition of Edim Zeimim, one could have argued, again, until today, I could have told you that essentially the definition of Edim Zeimim is false Edim. The case of Edim Zeimim is Imanu Yisim Ma complaining, because that's the way to figure out that they're false. But the definition of Edim Zeimim is false Edim. That would have been my theory, that would have been my definition. If you asked me yesterday, what does Edim Zeimim mean, I would have said false Edim. You would have said, but isn't this just a very specific case? I said, yeah, because that's the only time that we know that this false Eidim. But really, it means false Eidim. That was my working definition of Eidim Zayimim until today. Today we discover that that's not true. Because today we discover that that's actually not the only way of establishing that Eidim are false. There is another way. Chazal thought of another way. Bahar Baraglav establishes that the Eidim was false. And yet, it's a given in the Gemara, not even with a Shaka Vitaria. It's a given in the Gemara that there's no Kasha Zama on that. The whole Shaka Vitaria over here is about whether they get Malkus. Do they get Malkus because they'll never be Chayav Nisa, even if tomorrow they become Zayimim? Or maybe they don't get Malkus because tomorrow they might become Zayimim? But the question of whether today they should be killed Al Kasha Zama, that was never mentioned in the Gemara. It was absolutely a Devar Poshet in the Gemara. And there's no Kasher Zamim because they're not Zayimim. Why are they not Zayimim? They're false Eidim. There it is, because Eidim Zayimim doesn't mean false Eidim. That's what we discovered today. That's the biggest Soy that's in Schadish in this Gemara. That Eidim Zayimim doesn't mean false Eidim. Eidim Zayimim has a much more narrow definition. Eidim Zayimim means Eidim that are shown to have not been there. Eidim that say something about a story in Kew Gardens Hills when they were in Orlando, that's Eidim Zayimim. But Eidim that say a lie about what happened in Kew Gardens Hills, they just lie. That's not Eidim Zayimim. It's an Aveira, but it's not the parasha of Eidim Zayimim. That's what you see from our Gemara. Why that was so pushed to Chazal, I don't know. We're not going to address. I mean, I need to be ma'ir that it's a chiddush. If I was Chazal, if I was writing this book, then I might have thought that this is called Eidim Zayimim. But you see that the Gemara held, the Gemara, maybe this is part of Teresh Baal Peh, maybe it's Halacha Mishmi Tzine, that this is the definition of Eidim Zayimim. But you see from the Gemara that it was clear to Chazal, they had a definition in their head of Eidim Zayimim that it didn't mean false witnesses. The Eidim Zayimim meant witnesses. Well, just exactly how much it meant, maybe we still have to clarify. But for now, I'll define it as witnesses that said a story about a location when they weren't there. Meaning, if they weren't there for the Eidus, that's Eidim Zayimim. Maybe it's even more. Witnesses that are found by other Eidim to have not been there. But Al-Kapanim, it's an essential part that they weren't there. That's the Taish of Eidim Zayimim. But a full Eidim, that's not Eidim Zayimim. Yes, Aaron?
Didn't he also have these weird halachos that, of like, has to be exactly like after the Gemara did, or that has to be...
And before the sentence is carried out.
And before the... Right.
Yes.
So all those aren't those also rayas that it's not stam false witnesses? It's Eidim Zayimim is clearly something else?
I hear. Ari is pining that, why am I so surprised today? Don't we already have other rayas that Eidim Zayimim doesn't simply mean false witnesses? Because you need that Rakash and Nigmar Adin, and it was before the sentence was carried out. So you see that there's very specific criteria that have to be met. What was the last thing you were adding?
The fact that they have to say those words, and if they prove them false in a different way.
No, but there is no other way for Eidim to prove them, for one pair of Eidim to prove another pair of Eidim false. If I care, that, how else can Eidim prove the other Eidim false? So whatever they'll say, it's a trey or trey.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's what you need the Imanu Yisim for. So you're right, we did already know that there are special rules for Eidim's Zayimim, but those rules, I think I would have said, the Shindig Mardinoi and the Velay Kashazan, Velay Kashar Asa, those don't necessarily define what's the taich of Eidim Zayimim, what's the crime, so to speak, of Eidim Zayimim. Those are Tanoim that, Tanoim in the Chiyiv, like Lamashal, for Shabbos, you're only Chayiv if it's Tzvich El Gufa, not if it's Ein Tzvich El Gufa, but that's not the definition of what the Malacha is. Over here, I think this is a more fundamental halacha that you see, not just that it has to be not too early, not too late, but the basic storyline of what has to happen is not simply that people are found to have delivered a false testimony, but more specifically that there's an iman or yisem, that's what makes it into a case of eidim zayinim. You're right, we already found certain, you know, specifics that limit when the halakha is applied, but over here I think we see more fundamentally what the definition of eidim zayinim is that it's not totally on simply giving a false eidos. Now there are Rishonim that make this ha'ara. The Ritva in Makas Daf Gimel points it out. He points out that from this Gemara of Bahar Baraglav, we see that the definition of Eidim Zayimim has nothing to do with false witnesses. He says it in the following context. There's a Gemara over there that talks about, we're not going to go into the actual Shaka V'tayr over there. There's a lot of complications. It's a particularly hard piece of Gemara, Makas Daf Gimel at the top of the Amud, but the Ritva over there makes the comment on a case where a guy walks into Beis Din. He said an Aegis. Let's say Reuben and Shimon said an Aegis. They said that Reuben, Aram and Yitzchak come into Beis Din, they say an Aegis. They say that Reuben borrowed from Shimon $100. And then Avram comes back the next day and says, oh, actually that wasn't true. I lied. He didn't borrow the money. So there seems to be a discussion in the Gemara about whether he could become a Zaymim or not, like that. And the Gemara says he shouldn't be believed because Kibish Higit Shuvan and Chayzer Umagi, because it didn't help to say this, that you can't retract an Aegis. And the Ritva over there says that don't take this Gemara at face value, that if there wasn't this side problem, Kibish Higit Shuvan and Chayzer Umagi, he'd become an Zaymim for saying, I lied. Because lying doesn't make you an Zaymim. Like we see from the case of Bahar Baraglav. You need the specific formula of two Eidim say there's such a story and two other Eidim come and say Iman Yisim complaining. That's what that's the Taich of Eidim Zayinim. And if somebody comes and says, I lied in Basin, even if we would believe him, let's say you didn't have all these other reasons to say that we don't believe him. Let's say you would believe him, so he lied. But saying a false testimony doesn't make you an Eidim Zayinim, just like Bahar Baraglav doesn't become an Eidim Zayinim, doesn't get a Din of Kashrus Dana. So the Ritva over there says that you see from the Gemara of Bahar Baraglav that the mere fact that somebody says a false testimony doesn't make him an Eidim. And our Gemara seems to be a pretty strong riot to that. Now, the problem is, however, that if we take a look in the Rambam, we have on today's Maror Mekoymos, there's a few diyukim. It's not just one. It's not even just two. There's actually three diyukim in the Rambam. Let's start with Halacha Beis. Let's start at the beginning. We're in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos Eidos. Start with Halacha Aleph. Mi shehid b'sheker, somebody that testifies falsely, v'noida be'edim shehid b'sheker, and it becomes known through witnesses that he testified falsely, zehu shenikra eid zaymim. That's what's called an eid zaymim, meaning that satisfies the definition of an eid zaymim, that we discovered that he testified falsely. U'mitzvah say, lasis le'kamash ras, lasis be'ed du say l'chaveire, and then there's a mitzvah of vasis le'kashazamam. He goes on, you know, whether it was Skilo, or Sreifo, or Sharamisos, or Malkus, or Mamo, and that's the rest of the halacha. He goes through all the various possible kashrus amams. But that opening line, that Perek Yeches is devoted to the laws of Hilchos Eidim Zaymim, and the opening line, when he defines what is an Eid Zaymim, he doesn't say, now obviously he is still going to say, in Halacha Beis that this only happens when it's a case of kashrus amam. But in Halacha Aleph, when he's giving the basic definition, he says, "Mi shehid b'sheker, v'noida be'edim shehid b'sheker, zehu shenikra eid zaymim." So what's an eid zaymim? An eid that we discover was made b'sheker. Now on to Halacha Beis. Okay, he says, obviously, there are rules. But listen to how, so he's going to say the rule, that it's only if the second pair says Imanu Yisim and not Stam if the second pair contradicts the first pair. But here again, there's going to be a diak, a very strong diak, that this is not the fundamental definition, but this is just technicalities. Because listen to how he says it. We only do a kashu damim if they were huzmu. Avo b'shtei kites hamakchishe zay hazay. But if the two eders just contradict one another, the ain't kind eders, ain't oinchnes achas mehen, then we don't punish either one of them. Quote, lefi she'ein anu yoidim mihi hakat hashakranes. Because we don't know which one was lying. If two agents say that Reuben borrowed money and two other agents say that Reuben didn't borrow money, we can't punish either one because we don't know which one was lying. Sounds clear that if we would know, we would punish them. It's just that we don't know, meaning they did the Aveira. There are agents Zemimim in this courtroom. If two agents say Reuben borrowed $100 and two other agents say that Reuben didn't borrow $100, there are agents Zemimim in this courtroom. There's someone here who's really chayav in Vasis Makash Zaman, but you never do it. Because in a Yoidim, we don't know which one is the Katash Akronis. What this Rambam sounds like is that the whole rule that we say that you only become in Zaman with an Imanwe Yisem, that's a technicality. Because we can never carry out a punishment until we know that you're guilty. And we only get the knowledge that you're guilty with an Imanwe Yisem. Because if the second parent just says, Loi Lava, he didn't borrow the money, then we don't know who's telling the truth. But if the second pair says that Imanu is not complaining, then we believe the second pair and we consider the first pair to be liar. So you only have the knowledge of which one is the Kata Shakranis in the case of Imanu Yisem. And that's why without an Imanu Yisem, you don't carry out Kasha Zama. But there's again a diuk in the Rambam that the real meaning of Eid Zayimim, the real Mechayiv of Kasha Zama, is not that you were made about a string in Gardens Hills when you were in Orlando. It's not that Edom came and said he money about complaining. The real Mechayev of Kashrut Zamam is that you were made a checker. And we'd be Mechayev in Kashrut Zamam just for being made a checker. But the problem I said, we can never know that you were made a checker except in a case where Edom come and say he money about complaining. So this line in Halacha Beis corroborates what we saw in Halacha Aleph, that mi shehed b'sheker is called an eid zayimim, and of course all of this is not like we read Midai from our Gemara today, but you have the dig in Halacha Aleph, you have it again in Halacha Beis, and I want to show you also in Halacha Ches, there's maybe the strongest dig of all is in Halacha Ches. Here the Rambam goes directly into the case that the Rishbo was talking about, the case of the Gemara in Makis Daf Gimel, of someone that comes and tells us, I testify falsely. Now let's listen. Now, the Rambam is not going to say that he is Chayav in Kashrut Zamam. We might say he's Potter, but listen to why the Rambam says that you're Potter. Halacha Ches. You have this on the Maramach HaMishit? Halacha Ches?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have today's on me. No, I just want to check. Was there anything in bold that I left? Okay, no. I got it. Okay, fine. I'm reading Halacha Ches now. Chiyuv ha'edim zeimim mashalim b'makom shechayavim mashalim. That which in zeimim are chayav to pay, in a case where the Torah makes them pay, knasu. Meaning, whenever in zeimim are chayav to pay, that payment is a knas. Right, which we recognize as being Shittas Rabbi Akiva. We have learned that Gemara inside, but we've referred to this before. It's Machlokes Tanoim, but Rabbi Akiva Shita is the Eidim Zeimim is a Knas. Ulefikach, and therefore, in Shalal Piatzman, you don't pay on your own testimony, meaning you can't be Machayev yourself, just like we've had many times before. We've had that you can't be Machayev yourself in Kate Feldman and Dal Vahey with your own words, because Moidev the Knas Potter, one is not Mishalim Knas al Pi Asmai. So Eidim Zeimim is also a Knas, so one is not Mishalim the Knas of Eidim Zeimim al Pi Asmai. Kate says, like the Rambam, what's a case where this halacha, the Eidim Zeimim Knas, makes a nafkamina? That because Eidim Zeimim is a Knas, so you're not going to be Mishalim al Pi Asmai, you'll be Potter from Kashu Zaman because Eidim Zeimim Knasa. Hare Shehi Eidu Venechre Eidu Zeimim Beistin. You have a pair of Eidim that were made, and based in examined them and accepted their testimony. V'achar kach, and afterwards, Amru Shneim, the two of them turn around and they say back to the based in, Eid v'sheker he'adnu, we testified falsely. Ve'ein lazeh eitzel zeh klum. And Reuven owes Shimon no money. And he just said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon Hamshdalas. And then they come back a minute later and they say, it was a lie that we told you. Reuven never borrowed the money. Oy, or she'amarnu he'adnu al zeh. Oy, she... How do you have it? Is it she'amarnu or she'amru?
Amarnu.
She'amarnu. I think it's a, it must be a toast. He'adnu al zeh b'kach b'chach u'zamnu. Then the Rambam gives a second case where they come in and they tell the basin that we became Zemim in another basin. Amish Alman al PM. They don't have to pay based on their, they don't have to pay what? They don't have to pay the Kashu Zamam based on their own words because Agent Zemim is a Knas and it might be a Knas Pacha. The Rambam gives two cases. The second case, the one with the typo, is not important for us. What was the first case? If two Agents come and they say we've been borrowed $100 from Shimon. And then the two agents say, actually, that was a lie. So Zok the Rambam, they're not chayev to pay Reuven. In other words, they're not chayev kashu zamam because Edom Zemim is a knas and they're not mishalom piyatzman. Meaning, if not for the fact that Edom Zemim is a knas, if Edom Zemim was mamayim, then they would be chayev. They'd be chayev and kashu zamam. In other words, they are Edom Zemim. They are Edom Zemim with the patur of Moed B'Knas Pater, which is Machlekes Tanoim. According to some Tanoim, those Tanoim that hold Edom Zemim with Mamayim, they be Chayev. The Rambam doesn't speak that out because the Rambam passes like Manu Edom Zemim is a Knas, but it happens to be that there's another Rishon, the Rilu Nil, who actually speaks out the second half, that second half of what we were just bedaking the Rambam, the Rilu Nil, he's going on the Gemara, and he says on this exact case of two Edom that say that Reuven borrowed $100. And then they come back and they say, actually, Reuven didn't borrow $100, that was a lie. So Zok the Rilu Nil. According to the Manda Amar, the Edom Zemim is a Knas, they'll be Potter. But according to the Manda Amar, the Edom Zemim is Mamoin, they'll be Chayav. So in other words, these Rishenim are making a Chiyuv Kashu Zamam for testifying falsely. You have Edom that testified falsely, they're Chayav Kashu Zamam. The Rambam potters them only because might be Knas Potter, but otherwise they'd be Chayav and Kasher Zamam. In other words, they're real live Edom Zemim. The only reason, and this Rambam is not, it shouldn't be a surprise. We saw in Halacha Beis, the only reason why Edom Zemim that said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, and then other Edom say that no, he didn't, the only reason why those Edom Zemim aren't Chayav and Kasher Zamam is because they might be telling the truth. But if we would know that they were lying, then they'd be Chayav and Kasher Zamam. So that means that the real Mechayev of Kashu Zamam is that you said a false testimony. And so Zok the Rambam. Here we see coming almost Lidei Halacha L'maisa. I say almost because over here we got out on a technicality. But over here, if Edom come and say we testified falsely, they'd be Mechayev of Kashu Zamam. Even though there's no iman reason. They didn't say they were in Orlando. They didn't come and they say and say that we testified about a story in Kew Gardens Hills when we were really in Orlando. The Rambam just says that they come and they say that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, and then they turn around and they say, actually, no, he didn't. That was a lie. Then they become Edom Zemim. They would be Chayev in Kashu Zamam. If not, for the fact Edom Zemim Knas. But Lamanar Edom Zemim Mamay, they are Chayev in Kashu Zamam. So this Rambam is bringing it Lidei Lamaisa, what we really were Medayik already in Lumdus from the Rambam and Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, that the definition of Kashu Zamam is not Iman Reason while complaining. The definition of Kashu Zamam is Edei Sheker, which is really very, very reassuring. That, you know, that's it's comforting. That's what I would have thought. That's what I think is the Pashup Shat. I mean, what we were saying before, that the definition is to say an Eidos when you weren't there, that's kind of weird, for lack of a better word. It's not such a lumnish term, but it's kind of weird. That's the crime. It's a different kind of a crime. To say that he borrowed money when he really didn't borrow the money, that's one crime. That's just what I'm called Eidos Sheker. But there's a different kind of crime, Eidzeimim, who says that something happened to Garnes Hills when he was really in Orlando. That goes into the basic definition of what the Aveira is? That really seems weird. Why should that make it a different kind of Aveira? And you're saying there could be technical reasons why that's the only case where you could prosecute for this Aveira. But the basic definition of the Aveira, of course, I would like to think, is Eidus Sheker. That's the Aveira. And if somebody is found to be an Eid Sheker, he becomes an Eid Zomim, he's Chayav in Kashrus Zomim. It may happen to be, coincidentally, that the only way that we'll ever find him to be an Eid Sheker is with an Iman where he's a Machon Plani. But the definition of the Aveira is Eidus Sheker. That's what I see in the Rambam. It's not one Rambam, it's not two Rambams. Rambam is Mamash being very consistent. That's the Taich of Eidus Zomim. But the problem is, here the Rambam is, we're saying it's so geschmack, right? It's a much nicer gedder, it's a much nicer explanation of the meaning of Eidus Zomim, but it's very straight from our Gemara. What do you do with our Gemara? According to the Rambam, why is Bahar Baraglov not Chayav Misa? Why aren't they Eidus Zomim? They were made Sheker, and we know they were made Sheker. So why aren't they becoming Eidus Zomim? So this is a difficult kasha. I don't have a good... Yeah, Yaakov?
I was wondering if from the Rambam, when it says in the first one, the noda be'edim shehei kesheker, if the Rambam means yeah. Daka be'edim.
Oh, wonderful. So Yaakov just said over what is probably, as far as I could tell, the best answer that's been given for this. What some Achrayim say is that even according to... I mean, it's not so... I don't really love it because it takes away a lot of the geschmackkeit from this Rambam, right? What I like, what's geschmack about this Rambam is that it's a straightforward definition. But what Yaakov wants to suggest, and Rav Shmuel Rozefsky writes this, although I think he ends up saying, he writes this possibility, but I think he ends up being crazy, he says it's not right. But other people do go with this. One possibility that they suggest in the Rambam is the Rambam holds that Eidim Zoymimim, the Taich of Eidim Zoymimim is Eidim that say Eidus and Beis Din and are found through Eidus to have been made Sheker. And Yaakov points out very, very nicely, that's really the Medudik in the Lashon Rambam, Mishahed B'Sheker, V'noida Ba'Eidim Shahed B'Sheker. And maybe what Yaakov means is, maybe we could even say, that with those words, v'noida be'edim, the Rambam actually meant to bavern this kasha. The Rambam meant to be addressing the Gemara of Bahar Baraglov. The Rambam never brings down the case of Bahar Baraglov because it's not a gay anything, l'maisa. There is no din l'maisa Bahar Baraglov. He doesn't get malchus because it's l'avshin l'atharis and it's basic because we pass on chashat kilas hazama. So l'maisa never makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Never makes it into any of the halachas farm. This case of Bahar Baraglov. But Yaakov wants to suggest that in these two words, v'noida be'edim, the Rambam means to be explaining the case of Bahar Baraglov. Eidim Zeimim is Eidus Sheker. You know what? Bahar Baraglov is not a case of Eidim Zeimim because although they were made Sheker, but it wasn't noida be'edim Shehid v'Sheker. It was just noida to the basin. Basin discovered that they were made v'Sheker, but it wasn't noida be'edim. It has to be noida be'edim. Now, you'll ask, so then that doesn't... How does that stem with the Rambam Halacha Ches? We were dying from the Rambam Halacha Ches that if somebody says an Eidus and Beis Din, and then he himself tells us that was not true, so he becomes an Eid Zomim. Again, he may not be Chayiv, depending on what you hold, Eid Zomim, Krasa, or Mamayna, but he becomes an Eid Zomim because now we know that he was lying. It's not Noida the Eidim, it's only Noida from his own words. But the terrorist to that, there's an easy solution. Is because his own words isn't Aegis, because it's Hadas Baldin. Hadas Baldin Kame Aidim Dami. In a case of Mamun, the Rambam Halachas is going on Mamun, right? And it's about Ruben and Chayat Shimon $100. By Mamun, there's a rule of Hadas Baldin Kame Aidim Dami. So when they say we were made falsely, so that's like 100 Aidim. But it's better than 100 Eidim, because 100 Eidim against 2 Eidim wouldn't be Mechayev them, because we say Trei Kameya. But over here, where it's their own words, so they are Neman. They're Neman, right? Really, whatever, this is an old Ha'ara that we say, Chazal say, Hayidos Valdin Kamei Eidim, but it's really better than Nei Eidim, because the Neman, Hayidos Valdin is Neman even against Eidim. So that's why you don't have the problem of Trei over there. So that's a case that really is Noida Ve'Eidim. So maybe that's what the Rambam means. Misha hayd v'shekar v'noida be'edim. Avada the avera is eid v'shekar, but you only become chayav and kashrus damim if it's noida be'edim. Bar graglav, it doesn't become chayav and kashrus damim because it's not noida be'edim. Now, why should there be this condition? Why does that have to be noida be'edim? I don't know. Now, time of the crow, we don't have to understand the reasons for all the halachas, but I wish it comes back, I guess, to what Ari was saying before, that anyway we have a lot of technicality, so maybe there's also a technicality. But I don't know, this seems more like it's part of the basic definition, which is strange, right? Why should the definition be noida be'edim if it's noida some other way, like Bahar Garagla? That's a way to know that somebody was made b'sheker. So why isn't that also good enough for Kasher Zavam? I did see that someone wanted to suggest, and it's typically Chemda, he talks about this, and he wants to suggest that the reason why Bahar, he says a funny thing. Bahar Baraglov, he wants to suggest the reason why they're not Chayev Misa is because it's actually not a good enough birur. What do you mean it's not a good enough birur? I was dramatizing before, the guy standing in front of us, he's doing jumping jacks, right? Well, who says it's him? Shimon is standing here doing jumping jacks? How do you know that's Shimon? You'll tell me, Adam say it's Shimon. Well, that's not so impressive. Two Adam say that Shimon is dead. And Trey. We recognize him as being Shimon. Okay, but we recognize him. What does that mean? We have certain simanim. He has the same voice as Shimon. He has the same look as Shimon. But all of that is, you know, that regarding the davar, maybe it's not enough of a vadai to be mechayev misa.
Then any time someone says he killed Shimon, then he's like, oh, well, how do you know it's really him? How do you know, like, it's really Shimon? How do you know it's really him? Maybe he was just a non-Jew. Or, like, everyone, we're going to question that, and you can't.
I hear. Yeah, I think this part of his piece is because when it's Aden, and Aden have to undergo a drish v'chakira, so then we trust it. But since our own impressions don't undergo a drish v'chakira, I don't know. That's what he wants to say back.
I mean that this is not Aden, therefore if it's not Aden, then we can't give Misa if there's no Aden to testify on it.
Okay.
Unless there's two of them.
Okay.
You're saying,
I don't, again, I'm saying over what I saw in this sefer, but it doesn't sound right. Also, Lemaisa, the Gemara says they get Malkus. I mean, according to Rabbi Elazar says they get Malkus. Obviously, we're not treating it as a suffix. Okay, he'll tell me that it's not enough of a Vadai to be Mechayev Misa, it's only enough of a Vadai to be Mechayev Malkus. Where do we.
Chatzari, what is it called? Chatzari Tashlumi?
I'm not sure
you've heard.
Like, you didn't.
Right.
Right, right. You know, like, a Palgina Nemonis and Nemon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's. I can't say that's so. So satisfying or so helpful. But this is the dilemma that we're left with. Again, the partial reading of our Gemara is that the Gemara is being megala to us that Eidim Zayim does not mean Eide Sheker. Eidim Zayim means this whole narrative. Imanu Yisim while complaining. And that's what Bahar Rago is not Eidim Zayim. But that is a very frustrating thing. When you come back to the Chumash, right, you're learning the Parsha, it comes at a very strange definition of Eidim Zayim. The Rambam seems to avoid that. The Rambam, Adrav, seems to argue with that and say, no, the definition is just what you think it is. It means Eidei Sheker. But then the Rambam is very shver from Bahar Graglov. So Yaakov, I think Yaakov is right, that the Rambam, by saying Menoida Ba'edim, he means to be by burning this. Then we're left with, again, a little bit of a weirdness in why the Aveira is defined in just such a way that it has to be Menoida Ba'edim. Okay, that's something that needs work. Tzarechim. I want to go back to one other, we just have a few minutes. Let's go back to one point in the sugya that we didn't really talk about, but it's a separate point. when Rabbi Lazar said that you get malchus, Rabbi Lazar, again, which we end up asking, you don't get malchus because we all have a kashuk l'as hazom, and you might get misa tomorrow if you become zaymim, so it's allowed to be less hard to be some basic. But Rabbi Lazar was of the opinion that you do get malchus because, again, he held that Eidish hook kashu b'zev huzmu in Rogan because of kashuk l'as hazom, hazama, and therefore this law is not misa l'as hard to be some basic, and so you get malchus. So Rabbi Lazar said, "Eidim shokachushu b'nefesh," which we now know means the case that we were just talking about of Bahar or Barago, the Eidim that were made that Reuben killed Shimon and then Shimon came into Beis Din. Rabbi Lazar said, "They got malchus." Fek Rashi, where does this malchus come from? What they're not Eidim Zayim. If they were Eidim Zayim, they'd be chayav misa. They're just Eidim Sheker. Where is the Leisasa for Eidim Sheker? So that's easy. There is a Leisasa. It's a big famous one, right? It's in the Atharah of Dibros. It's on the Meracha A Checker. So that's the Leisasa of the Reger. The problem is that Leisasa is a lot of shame by Maisa. They did another error by talking. And you don't get Malchus. You don't get Malchus for telling Lashon Hara, which is a great relief. Right? Then you don't get Malchus for making a Bracha Vatala, which is also a great relief. And we shouldn't call it a great relief. Maybe we'd be better off if we got Malchus. But be that as it may, we know that we don't get malchus for these aderes because it's a lav she'im b'maisa. So testifying falsely, the chari also a lav she'im b'maisa. So Rashi references the Gemara in Makis Staf Beis. Rashi says, yeah, but over here this exeris hakasov. We learn from it tikkus hatzadik reshuus harasha v'ahim min hakayis harasha that again right after it tikkus hatzadik it says v'ahim min hakayis harasha tikkus hatzadik reshuus harasha and then it says v'ahim min hakayis harasha which is about the malchus. Malchus. We learn from there that there's a special malchus for someone that violated the tzikwa tzadik yeshuas a rasha, meaning if they were matzik the rasha and marshia the tzadik. In other words, eidim zaymim, eidim that came and said something about someone that wasn't true, so they were marshia as a tzadik, v'hayim bin hakayis a rasha, they got malchus. So Rashi says that from there we learn that you get malchus for leisane. Let's read the Rashi inside. Like in Mishum Leisana, they get Malchus here for Leisana, va'afal gav the lav she'im b'maisahu. Even though Leisana doesn't have, there's no Maisa, and ordinarily you don't get Malchus for that, ha'maisi behedim b'mesachas makas, the Gemara actually behedis, speaks up the favors of b'mesachas makas, to Malchus b'edim zayimim m'ksiv, that there is Malchus written by edim zayimim mi'vet tikus atzadeh. That's learned from the pasuk of Tzidkus Hatzadik. We go in Mir Tzidkus Hatzadik. We choose a Rashi. We learn from there that some of that was Moshiach Hatzadik. It's Chayav Malchus. So Rashi says that yes, you can get Malchus over here. We have this pasuk that tells us that you can get Malchus for Leisana even without a Maisa. And Rashi says, don't take my word for it. It's Issa Behedya in Makis Tapes. That if you look over there, you'll find Behedya straight out that this is what it says. So if any of you took Rashi's challenge and you opened the Makis Daf Beis to find where it says Behedya, where Rashi says, what you might have found is that it actually says over there Behedya, not like Rashi. It says over there that you don't get Malchus for Leisana because the Lashi Eim Eimaisa. Well, the way the Gemara goes is like this. The mission, the opening mission of Makis says, if two Eidim come and they say they're Meid, that a certain guy who claims to be a Kohen and he's taking the first aliyah, and he's doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's taking people's shuma, and they're made that he's actually a ben grusha ben chalutza. That his father married a grusha, which is machal him from the kahuna, so he's not a real kohen. That's what they made. And then they become zaymim. Right? They say they know that this guy's mother is a grusha, that his father married a ben grusha. So they're halalim. And then Eidim come and say, however it is that they, however exactly you construct the Kasher Zaman, the Imanu Yisim Ma complaining over there, that's the Rashi at the beginning of Makis. The Makis, the Eidim come and say, Imanu Yisim Ma complaining, they're mad at them, we find these Eidim Azaymen. So the Gemara explains that over there, it's a case where you really can't do Kasher Zaman. It's not an Eitzah, right? You could do Kasher Zaman if someone wants to be Mechayev Mamain or Malkus or Misa, you give them the Mamain, them the Malkus, them the Misa. But somebody came to make Reuben into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so we can't say let them become Ben Grusha. The Gemara asks why not, the Gemara is from positive, but let's accept that as a given. You can't make them into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So what do? You have your Eidim Zeimim where you can't do Kasher Zaman. So the Mishnah says, look at Arabayim, that they get Malchus. And that's where the Gemara, where does the Malkus come from? The Gemara says this Rasha that Rashi alludes to, but it says in the Pasuk, where it's Tikwas, it's Adi Yoshi, it's Rasha, Vahim, Benakwas, it's Rasha. We learn from there that Aden that came in were Marshia, the Tzadik, they said something false about someone, they said something negative about somebody that was really clean, innocent of that. Vahim, Benakwas, it's Rasha, they get Malkus. So basically, there's a limud in the parish of Eidim Zemim teaching me that Eidim Zemim are Chayav Malchus. But we know it's not true for all Eidim Zemim. If Eidim Zemim come and say, the room is Chayav Shimmer $100, and then turns out that the Zemim, then we're just like Ashadam, then we just make them pay $100. So this special drasha that teaches me that there's Malchus for Eidim Zemim, that's going on those special cases where you can't carry out the Kashadam, like Eidos of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. You can't carry out the Kashrut Tamim. That's where we carry out this other drasha that teaches me from Vestu, Gazalik, Gazru, Sarash, Vahim, Menach, Gazru, Rasha, Eidim Zemim, Rechayim, Malchus. Then the Gemara asks, why do you need this elaborate drasha, this pasuk in the parasha of Eidim Zemim? You have a Leisase. It says, Leisane, Vreachay, Checker. Why don't they get Malchus for the Averis of Leisase? Enter to Gemara, and play Shalav Shein Menach. But that's Lashon Lemaisa, and that's it. That's the end of the sugya. That's the end of the Shaka B'Tarim. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Eidim Zeimim are Chayav Malchus. Again, in the case that there's no Mamet, no Misa, no Malchus, there's just like Ben Gush Machalutza, such Eidim Zeimim, they're Chayav Malchus because the Torah says in the parish of Eidim Zeimim that Eidim Zeimim are Chayav Malchus. That's the drasha of Hesiku. Frank the Gemara, why don't we learn from somewhere else? The Gemara has a kasha, the Gemara gives a tarot, so that's a havamina or a shutdown. Right? Why don't they get malchus from Leisana? The Gemara said, no, that's wrong. There's no malchus from Leisana. Leisana is a lav shem and maisa, you can't get malchus from there. So the malchus is not from Leisana, the malchus is from Hitzikum. And Hitzikum is written in the parish of Eidim Zeimim. So that's a special malchus for Eidim Zeimim. And that would have no bearing on our sugya. Bahar Garago is not a case of Eidim Zeimim, they wouldn't get malchus. Rashi says that the end of that Gemara, we're supposed to walk away with a Malchus from Leisane for anyone that says an Eidus Sheker. And the Gemara says, Rashi himself asked, I didn't think of Lashem Raisa, and then Rashi brings him in Tikwas Hatzadik. So apparently, the way that Rashi was learning that Jerusha was, that Gemara, that Shaka Vitaria was, that not that the Gemara first said the real Jerusha. And then they were asked, Akasha, why don't we have a different drasha? And they were saying, no, that one's wrong. Well, why don't you learn from Leisana? No, because it's Lashon Lemaisa, so forget about Leisana. The Pshat, Avad of the Malchus is from Leisana. Because nobody gets Malchus without a Leisase. You do have to come on to Leisana. The Gemara was asking, why doesn't Leisana do it all by itself? Why do I need a drasha in the parish of Eidim Zeimim v'Tikwas Hatzadik? What's wrong with Leisana all by itself? So that the Gemara answers because it's a lot of shame in myself. So I would think that you don't get malchus for it. Therefore, I need the drush of Tzikwas Hatzadik, which is Megale, then no, you do get malchus for Leisana. That even though it may not have a Maisa, but over here it's an exception. Usually, a lot of shame in myself is Machai Malchus, but this lot of shame in myself is Machai Malchus. That's what we learn from Tzikwas. Not that we learn from Tzikwas simply that you can zoom in Machai Malchus and leave Leisana out of this. We learn from the Hitziku that Leisane is a Machayev of Malchus, even though it's aimed by Maisa, but it can be Machayev Malchus anyway. So then, at the end of the Sugya, what's the real Makar? The Leisane. The Malchus is coming from Leisane. The Hitziku is just the Gilu that you don't need to have a Maisa. What's the Nafkamina? According to that, it's not limited to cases of Eidim Zeimim. If the whole Makar is from Hitziku, that's within the parish of Eidim Zeimim, so then it's only Eidim Zeimim that are Machayev Malchus. But if Vetziku is a gilui on Leisane, that in the parish of Eidim Zeimim, the Torah was Megala, that Eidim Zeimim get Malchus from Leisane. Because you don't really need a Maisa over here, you can be Chayim for Lav Sheim and Maisa. So then, a Bahar and Raga could also be Chayim Malchus. Because he's an Eid Sheker. He was over on Leisane, and Leisane is Machayim Malchus. I say Lav Sheim and Maisa, yeah, but there's a Drasha from Vetziku Sazali, which teaches me that this Lav, could be Mechayim Malchus even without a Maisa. So, at the end of the day, you get Malchus every time you're over on Leisane, as is learned from Vetziku. So Rashi is sort of reversing the Parsha Pshat and the Gemara. The Parsha Pshat and the Gemara might have been Vetziku as a Tzadik is the whole Makar. Frankly, Gemara, Leisane, but the Gemara, no, you don't learn from Leisane. And the whole Makar is from Vetziku. and then it will be limited to cases of Eidim Zayimim. Rashi is saying that's not the pshat. The Tziku is Megamal, that Lysane is a Lysasa that is Mechayim Malchus, even though it's Eidim Zayimim, that it can be Mechayim Malchus anyway. And then, every time there's somebody's Zayimim on Lysane, he'll be Mechayim Malchus. Now, Lamaisa, when I say every time somebody's Zayimim on Lysane, that there are so many cases, because what do you mean every time somebody's Zayimim on Lysane? How do you ever know that somebody said a false testimony? Every time a person walks into Basin, and two people walk into Basin, and they say in ages, we assume that they're telling the truth. And if two other ages say that they're lying, so then we have a traitor, and we have a subject, but we would never give Malchus for that. So, Lamaisa is very hard to come up with a case. Like we went through before, Lagabi Kasher Zaman, the same thing is true Lagabi the Malchus. When I say every case of Ages Sheker is really Chayav Malchus, there are no such cases. The only case is Bahar and Garabah. Because every other case is a trade or trade. Except by Muzayimim, right? Except by Imanu Yitzim Makamplaini, and then you do Kashu Dhamma. You don't get Malchus, you do the Kashu Dhamma. So it's only a gap for those cases of Muzayimim where you can't do Kashu Dhamma, such as, for example, the Aegis Ben Gushim HaChalutza, and one or two other examples that the Gemara gives. So the Maisa, there aren't a whole lot of Nafkaminas. Perhaps the only other Nafkamina is going to be this case in our Gemara. But even the case we were talking before in the Rambam, where you have a Hudah's Valdin Kamei Eidin Dami, somebody says they said an Eidin Sheker, that's not going to be Mechayev either, because a Hudah's Valdin Kamei Eidin Dami is only for Mamanis. It's not for Yisurim. You have somebody comes to the basin and says, I ate the Vela. We don't give him Malchus. Eidin the Mason Masa Rasha. So you don't have that case that we were looking at in the Rambam. The only case that's really negated is the case of Bahar Baraka. This question of is it just Eidin Zim, or is it every case of Eidin Sheker? There aren't a whole lot of cases, it's just this case. But Lamaisa, in Lomdus, it's a big difference. It's a very different way of learning Shaka Batari. It's not that the Gemara is telling us that there's no Malchus for Eidim Sheker, there's just Malchus for Eidim Zayimim. No, the Pasuk by Eidim Zayimim is Megala, that there's really Malchus for every case of Eidim Sheker. And therefore, Bar Maragot would also be Chayav Malchus. Again, barring the problem that Slashim Gelasar Smith is based on, Wachol Maisa, at the end of the day, we end up paskening that there's no Malchus for this case either, which means that we end up with zero Nafkaminas from whether every case of Eidus Sheker is Chayav Malchus or not. Or only there are Nafkaminas Lamaisa. But from the fact that the Gemara says, at least according to one man, the Amar, the Bar and Miragla is Chayav Malchus, and Rashi said from Leisane, from there we see that the Gemara in Malchus Afbeid was not saying that it's the Malchus from Hitztiku and not from Leisane. The Gemara in Malchus Afbeid was saying that the Pasuk of Hitztiku is Megala, that you could get Malchus for Leisane. What's the exact time?
13.
What? 13. Okay, this is very kitzer. And to tell you one more verse that the Indian Zed. The Mike says Mavur in the Gemara Makis that you only get this Malchus if it was Nigmar Din. Let's say in the case of the Eidim Zaynim that were made at somebody's Ben Gushim HaKalutza. And then two other Eidim came and said, "Imanu Yizim Mal Kamplaini." So the Mishnah says the Chayav Malchus, but they're only Chayav Malchus if it was Nigmar Din Al Pihen. And now the question is why? If their Malchus is really not to being Eidim Zaynim, their Malchus is for Leisane. That's what was Mavur from our Gemara. There may be no Nafkaminas in the whole wide world, but Lamaisa there. In that case of Eidim Zayimim that came and said by Gush Mechalutza, and Mishnah says the Chayav Malchus, their Chayav Malchus is not for being Eidim Zayimim, their Chayav Malchus is for being Eidim Sheker, so why do we need Nigmar HaDin Al Pihim? And yet it's before Nigmar HaDin Al Pihim. So Rameir Simcha says that he has a Knesh, he says what you see over here is, we have to relearn that Gemara Max that base. I just told you the Pshad that we learn from Mitziku that Leisane is a Machayev, even though it's aimed by Maisa, but over here, you don't need a Maisa. This Leisa is going to be Mechayev Malchus without a Maisa. Not exactly. It's not Megala that this Leisa is going to be Mechayev Malchus without a Maisa. It's Megala that what you do when you're over this Leisa is a Maisa. What do you mean? When you're made on somebody and it's Nigmar HaDin, that's considered a Maisa. When your words are so impactful, that's called a Maisa. You're not chayev for a lav she'im by Maisa. Abadah, there's a chiddush here, but the chiddush is not that you're chayev even though there is no Maisa. The chiddush is that although you might not have thought this should be called a Maisa, but it is called a Maisa. But what are we saying is called a Maisa? Not just talking. talking is Tarnakal Amaisa, and you wouldn't cry. It's giving an edus which leads to a Gemar Din, that's called Amaisa. And that's why the edus of Magnusha Machalutza, even though their edus is, their mouth is not for Edim Zemim, it's for the Avera of Laisaneh, but they're only going to be like it if it's Gemar Din LPM. Okay. All right. We've finished the Sugya. Mishnah next time. Next Mishnah, believe me.
Then, according to this last Rav Simcha, when it's means not necessarily is that called Maisa? It's not Edus then.
Okay.